mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's Friday, the 18th day of February 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. Wide open phones throughout the broadcast. Pentagon prepares to build $70 billion, let me say that again, $70 billion robot army. This is out of the London Telegraph. Now, we had already reported on this, that they spent tens of billions in classified programs, according to my sources. Now they're getting ready to start unveiling it for you. Thousands of ground fighting robots, thousands of new high-tech super drones for the air, drone submarines, drone ships, drones everywhere. Another word for them is robotic military forces. They would classify them as drones because they're remote controlled and controlled by humans, but more and more they are simply robotic with their own parameters and operating systems, allowing them to do a lot of things independently, according to set programs. Pentagon prepares to build $70 billion robot army. Why is this so important? You know, we're not afraid of the future technology here, but we have to look at the problems with it. This will allow a tiny elite to carry out their aims against huge populations, and they won't have the problem anymore of their troops not wanting to line American citizens up and machine gun them. And this is just for now, $70 billion now. Can you imagine what these hundreds of billions of dollars will pay for? That's right, $265 billion in 5 years' time. Aha! You see, the headline's $70 billion, but that's $70 billion a year. The entire Iraq war a year is costing about $120 billion. Are you starting to get the idea? There are going to be robots everywhere, on street corners, flying above us. In fact, it's already begun. In my film, Road to Tyranny, you'll see Special Applications Combat Group running around with the police in Central Texas, with a robot walking around with a shotgun in its hand. And that's a very primitive robot. $265 billion. Do you have any idea how many robots that is? These smaller independent robots are only about $300,000 apiece. Robot armies, ladies and gentlemen, London Telegraph. Four blasts killed at least 29 in Baghdad today. Born on the Iranian explosion that set off fears of an attack. Protester throws a shoe at Richard Pearl. How ridiculous. And of course, we will get into just so much other news, like this big headline out of Canada. He sees hidden signs, occult clues at legislature, professor says. How our capitals are laid out in an occult fashion. What's public? Also, man blinded at Guantanamo, tortured. Hey, gouging people's eyes out's no big deal. Another person died from being hung too long by their wrist. One of the nice little prisons we've got in Iraq. It's all part of freedom. China's military move worries lawmakers. Court says there's no right to licenses for illegal aliens. Well, don't tell the Bush administration or the Democrats that, but this is some good news. And just so much more, and yes, we'll go to your calls in this next segment. I'd love to hear from you today. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The website's all freshly updated for you daily. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net, JonesPort.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Keep it locked in.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, it's Open Line Friday. Any issue, any item, anything you'd like to discuss? There's always zero censorship here on any political ideas, sociological ideas, spiritual ideas you have. Of course, I'm always going to reserve my opinion, my worldview as well. I have my right to that. But it is Friday, and I don't have any guests lined up today because I wanted to be able to take your calls and get you involved on air. The listeners always bring us in so many different interesting directions and bring up so many interesting topics, intriguing issues and topics. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll start going to your calls here in just a few minutes. But I do want to start the broadcast with this. I mean, we're going to get into the latest bombings in Iraq and the latest police state developments and what really happened in Iran with that mysterious explosion a few days ago and some of the people being tortured and killed and having their eyes gouged out as they're being liberated in the torture chambers. We're going to cover that, but I do want to spend some time on this first. I knew that they had spent tens of billions of dollars in classified programs for what I would call combat mechs or mechanized robotic forces. And most of the funding has been to air-based, that is, aircraft, drones, remote-controlled aircraft. And I know that I've seen Pentagon reports a few years ago that by 2010, half of the aircraft owned and operated by the Air Force and the Navy, the Marines, and the Army would be remote-controlled or autonomous, pre-programmed robotic craft. In fact, most of the major Lockheed Martins and all the big aircraft companies aren't even really developing new fighter aircraft that humans are in. They're saying that several of these new aircraft that have come out in the last decade, that's it. That these are the last of the manned aircraft. Everything else they're developing are fighter drones, bomber drones. They are now building larger generations of troop-carrying aircraft and cargo-carrying aircraft that will have humans in them. But everything is shifting over to drone-operated. And, again, a drone is where somebody's remote-controlling it from an armored compound in another continent or from an aircraft carrier or from, some larger AWAC. 1,000 miles away. But these are purely robotic. A lot of these are pre-programmed. You pre-program your fleet on the ground. Technicians pre-program it or other computers pre-program it with human input. And then large fleets, sorties of aircraft take off from different areas around the globe and converge on the targets. Very serious. And I only talk about things that are real, that are documented, that are admitted. You know, it's like when I got up on air and said the government wants to put microchips in your brain. They say this is their goal. And they're going to use peer pressure and security to sell it to you. That was the Army's own report in 2000, in January 1st of 2000. It sounded crazy, but now it's, been on the nightly news, and the Mexican government's trying to force its employees, if they want to work at the Justice Department, to take implantable chips. I mean, you can type Mexican officials take chips, you'll get MSNBC and CNN. Sounds crazy. Sounds like 2005. Well, it is. So whatever we talk about here is real. A lot of people tune into other alternative radio, and that's their business, and it's certainly entertaining, and, they talk about a lot of things that can't be proven one way or the other. Well, we restrict ourselves almost entirely. We speculate occasionally, but we always clearly note that we talk about issues that are part of the public record or from direct multiple indexed sources that I have within the government. And I've gotten a few emails, a few of the calls I've gotten that disagree with me have been about genetic engineering with people who don't know how far it's progressed or, with the chimeras, the cross-species creations, the abominations, or people who call who don't believe that the government's shifting over to a robot army. Well, I knew they were spending tens of billions, and I knew that they planned to have half the forces by 2010. That's 5 years away, boys and girls, shifting over to this. But I guess I hadn't thought about the amounts of money that this would take. But here it is, and it's kind of a deceptive headline. It's out of the London Telegraph. Pentagon preparing to build $70 billion robot army. Now, that's just the headline. The Pentagon is spending $70 billion on a program to build heavily armored robots for the battlefield in the hope that future wars will be fought without the loss of its soldiers' lives. Next paragraph. Now get ready for this. The scheme known as Future Combat Systems is the largest military contract in American history and will help to drive the defense budget up by almost 20% to just over $265 billion in the next 5 years. And in the article, they talk about spending $70 billion a year. So I don't know what that is over the next 5 years on these robot armies. Much of the cash will be spent computerizing the military, but the ultimate aim is to take members of the armed forces out of harm's way. They would be replaced by robots capable of hunting and killing American enemies. Now, let's just stop right there. It was in the big Honolulu newspaper, The Advertiser, about 2 years ago. They had a slideshow and an article about it. I need to dig that up. I actually put that news article. I know it's in Police State 3 Total Enslavement, one of the literally 500 articles that's in that film. But it shows this tank about the size of looks like a PT Cruiser. It's about that size, but it's heavily armored. And it literally looks like something out of a cartoon. It's got like 8 guns sticking out of the front of it, machine guns, grenade launchers, knockout gas, pepper spray, cannons. I mean, it's just guns sticking out all over it. And it shows a SWAT team heavily armored with those big armored shields. And understand, it said the tank wasn't shooting at them. They were testing it out for the military. It was an Army SWAT team. Navy SWAT team. And they're firing their machine guns at it. And it talked about how it can take grenades and machine guns. And it's really evil looking. I mean, it looks like something out of a science fiction movie. But again, I guess it was 2003, so, it's the future. We're here. Back to the future. They talked about how the Pentagon had developed these. And has these. If you've seen T3, which I did go to the theaters and see, it kind of looked like the robot sentries they have when they're in the plant at the end of the movie, and these robot sentries are chasing people, these big wheeled vehicles, except those are white and don't look 10% as scary as the real thing. It's black, which is just guns all over the front of it. So that's one of the robots we've seen. I've talked to Marines and others who won't go into details, some of the special forces of the Marines, what Force Recon, and they've been able to see some of the combat robots as early as 99, and they're vicious, folks. I mean, they got bayonets, automatic bayonets that shoot out and come out, air-powered, the kind of stuff they use to, knock a cow's skull in at the slaughterhouse. They got machine guns, grenade launchers, nerve gas, whatever you want to put on these babies. They got little bitty ones that go in your house and blow up on you, carry a bomb in, and leave. I mean, these aren't the 20-year-old robots we think of with little rollers that, drive around in a remote control. But that's not what's really scary. What's scary are the aircraft. And everything's going to shift over to this. And again, here's the problem of this. This gives the elite the power for just a few globalists or corporations that hack in and get control of this, whoever. But again, the globalists aren't going to let that happen. It's going to be them. To remote control these. To literally half the military by 2010, half the aircraft, and just huge robotic carriers that set down and release hundreds of, combat robots. I mean, the globalists aren't going to need troops. And it isn't going to matter. And they say that in the future, very soon, within the next 15 years, the next five, it'll be half the military. Within the next 15 years, this is the military's own futurist reports, what they're saying they're going to do, and they do what they say they're going to do, folks. The military's very good about this. They're planning. They've got unlimited cash and researched all the greatest minds. What, 90% of college research is for them, even psychological research. It's just all for them. That we're going to have robots on every street corner. It's going to be like, iRobot, the Isaac Asimov book, and they're going to be there, and they're going to be pre-programmed, and they're going to do whatever they're told. And the globalists, again, the globalists carried out 9/11, folks. They had a drill on 9/11. The so-called Arab hijackers, we have complete mainstream documentation, were CIA officers, thought they were part of a drill. Gas was released. They were killed on board the aircraft. Remote control took over. They flew them into the towers. NORAD stood down thinking it was part of the drill. I mean, again, by the USA Today headline, the exact drill of the exact thing, Pentagon, World Trade Center targeted, happening at the exact same time. That was the cover story. So the globalists are going to be able to do things like this on a much wider scale. They could even let the drones attack us publicly and then say, oh, somebody hacked in and did it. There's so many things they can do. And that's why the elite's so arrogant. And that's why I think they're going to need a draft, but at the same time, they're not going to need a draft in 5-10 years because they're not going to need humans anymore. And humans won't mind going and working if it's just overseeing and programming a droid. That's another good word for it. Droid or battle mech, combat mech armies. So here it is. I mean, you can go read it at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, right now. All right, we'll get to your calls. Next segment, immediately. Promise you. 1-800-259-9231. And I'm Alex Jones, your host. So this is why the government's so arrogant. They put in their electronic voting machines to steal our right to vote. They're putting in their robots, their drones. The drones are already over U.S. cities. That's admitted. Just type drones over U.S. cities. It's already here, folks.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul taste like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
You know, during the break, I was talking to the great folks that run the broadcast, and we were talking about how these robots will operate. They've already said it'll just roll right up to you, say in a combat situation. It'll have face scans of the people that it wants to terminate, and it will, machine gun you. And they're saying they're going to load this into these robots. And a fellow running the show says, yeah, just like the Terminator. Exactly. That's what the face scanning cameras, all of this is about. And what was that movie with Tom Selleck? Runaway, where they got, they pre-programmed the robots to go commit murders, and it's set like in 2015 or something. Turned out to be pretty accurate, and they've got the bullets that chase people Those were given to the military a couple of years ago. They actually have guns, handheld guns that shoot a bullet, a little rocket out that actually follows you. And, I mean, this is what we're talking about. All of this to oppress and control us. Scott in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the air. Okay. Scott's not there.
Tony.
Okay, go ahead, Scott.
Hey, thanks. Alex, I just wanted to highlight a couple of things. One, it's easy to seem like we're small and insignificant and powerless in the face of all of these, horrendous things that the globalists are trying to put on us. And I would just like to encourage everybody to do what you can do. And two things. One is resist this appointment of Negroponte, the murderer, and, let your voice be heard to your congressmen, pound the phones, and just let them know you're there, let them, and link him, be sure and link him to all of, him being in charge of the death squads, and, go that route. And then the other thing is with Social Security privatization scam, the big looting scam, and, a lot of the Democrats are on to it. They see through it. I know Nancy Pelosi sees through Negroponte. She don't like him, and she sees through the Social Security privatization scam as well. And I was just thinking of things that you can do because, you see all these things, and you're like, man, what can we do about it?
Well, Scott, look at who they're putting into positions of power. I mean, it's people who are for unlimited torture. Gonzalez mm-hmm. says we can torture somebody to death, and if we didn't mean to kill them, it's not torture. Organ
right.
failure is not torture, and we've got just almost everybody up there is just psychopathic.
Oh, it's amazing.
I mean, these guys could be like, bosom buddies with Jeffrey Dahmer or something. I mean, it's just a crew of Freddy Kruegers.
Yeah, that's right. And I was thinking, too, this is exactly, and I know you've talked about this before, but this is exactly the prepositioning that Hitler was doing pre-Nazi. Germany set the stage for all the atrocities that were perpetrated against the Germans. I mean, it's exactly the same thing. I was trying to...
Well, look, the folks running things, their fathers funded it and ran it and did the whole thing. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Tony in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. All right, well, it's Tori in Pennsylvania.
Tori, yes.
We'll try to figure this out in a minute. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to say that the other day I work in purchasing for a surgery center, and the business office manager said, well, we're looking into buying a thumb scan for people who come in and sign in time cards and things like that. And I told him, don't you dare buy that. I said, don't you even think about it. And they said, well, don't worry, Tori. It was too expensive, and we're going to go with the thumb key. And I says, you know what? I said, don't you even, it was like a punch pad that they were going to do instead. And I says, don't, I won't even. I says, if you even get something where it has a thumb scan on it, I says, I will not use it. I said, I will claim that it's against my religious beliefs. I just thought that's terrible. And I mean, I'm originally from San Diego, California, and for me to live in Washington, Pennsylvania, this podunk little town, for them to even look into something like that, I couldn't believe it.
It's thousands of businesses, department stores, grocery stores, gas stations, to clock in the employees at the thumb scan, and, they're selling it to them, oh, it'll stop fraud, and to a certain extent, that's true. The problem is the feds say we're going to have to thumb scan every time we swipe our national ID card as part of the new national sales tax. So it's part of this control grid. That's why we have to resist it.
Exactly.
This came home to roost for you.
Yes, it did. And even I had a person who does repair work around here, and he was repairing one of our autoclaves. And he came in, and he was looking for a PO. He whips out his laptop, scans his thumb on his laptop, and I just...
Yeah, stay there. Let's talk about it. By law, you're going to have the thumb scan to get on a computer if they have their way. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
About 4 years ago, Bill Gates came out and he said, we want to replace passwords to get online, to get on your computer, with a biometric thumbprint. And then the government has talked about making it the law, why it'll stop hacking. It will let us know the true identity of everyone on the internet and whatever they're doing, and we'll be able to track back where viruses are coming from and where spam's coming from and where all this stuff's happening. And of course, there's already programs to fool the machine to get the biometric algorithm code that your unique identifier, your human number, let he who hath understanding reckon the number. It is the number of a man. It's incredible. And, yeah, already most laptops that are coming out now, a lot of them, have a little thumbprint on them. And a lot of companies are making people log in and log out with these. And we've been warning people for a long time. There's a bunch of different cities that make their employees log in and out with thumbprints. That's been going on for at least 2 years. And again, it's going to be mandatory across the system to track and trace everything you do. But Tory in Pennsylvania, finish up what you were saying. So not only are they trying to put these in at your work, you said autoclave, so it must be a medical facility.
Yeah.
That's a sterilization pressurized system that sterilizes the instruments, for those that don't know. And then somebody comes in, you say, and they have their little thumb scanner system?
Yes, they get on their laptop and they scan their thumb, and then they start doing whatever they need to do. And I had asked him some questions, and I said, wow, that's pretty interesting, you know. And he says, well, this is the same type of laptop that the military is using now. He says, but the only problem with it is if I take it home and I take a shower at night, he says, I can't log in with my sun scan because you have to have the oils on your skin to be able to use it. And I thought, that is really interesting. I just thought that was an interesting little tidbit of news.
Well, I think the oil makes the imprint on the glass that it actually scans.
Right. But that just seems kind of like a strange flaw or something.
Like this is probably a really cheap thumb scanner component. I talked to an engineer in Austin who was running a whole plant a couple years ago just making nothing but thumb readers.
Hmm.
And they're down to just a few bucks.
Wow.
That's right. All part of the new freedom. Anything else, Tori?
Just a couple of things about, I have a son who's in high school, and when he was in Christian school for a long time, and then he went to the public school, and a lot of people had suggested that, oh, you should sign up for the gifted kids program and this and that. So me not knowing any different, I, you know, checked into it, and they says, oh, well, he'll have to have a psychiatric evaluation before he can be accepted into this gifted program. And I says, no thanks. I just, and also, since he is in high school now, they're implementing that all seniors take the ASVAB test. And their reason being is that, oh, well, if they're not passing high school, this ASVAB test will give them a couple more points so that they can pass high school and move on. And I just wanted to say, no, what's the real reason behind that?
Well, for those who don't know, tell them what that test is.
The ASVAB is the military entrance test.
Yeah, they're, and again, Congress passed this last year, or now it's 2 years ago. Wow, time's flying. Back in 2003, about a year and a half ago, where they get to recruit, they get to the school gets money if they give them that military test, and that all goes right into their data bank, so they know who to draft when that time comes. They've set back up the draft boards, all of it. But really interesting call, Tori. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's what's going on. Of course, you know, Pennsylvania has already had the New Freedom Initiative implemented. It's one of the test 10 states. Austin, Texas, has it going on. They're now trying to implement it against all students, and a lot of parents aren't even told. They're now trying to start it. We've got to fight it. Forced psychological testing. So, oh, your child is an underachiever. They need to be psychologically tested. Oh, your child's an overachiever. We need to psychologically test them. You know, it always starts out like that. Oh, we just drug test you if you're on the football team, or if you're in the band, or the drill team, or a cheerleader. And then, oh, if you're going to be able to check out library books, we have to drug test you. Or if you park your car at the school campus, we have to drug test you. And then now it's, oh, we're just going to drug test everyone in the school every 3 months. But what about what happened to the Fourth Amendment? Well, this is to stop drugs. You just let your children go do it. I mean, this is how they operate. Let's talk to Ken in New York, then Terry and others. Ken, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
I'm starting to think more and more that the neoconservatives are the biggest threat to the country. And a good example of that is one day last week, I got three pieces of mail, only three pieces, and every one was a neocon solicitation. And I'm sure you get them periodically.
That's because you're, what, a real conservative and have been involved in conservative causes in the past?
I guess, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I left the Republican Party in 96, and I haven't given to a Republican organization or a neocon outfit since then. But
same,
I'm still on the mail.
Same here. Same here, and I still get their junk mail.
Right. So one was from the Washington Times National Weekly Edition. President writes a little letter on the back of the solicitation saying that we're going to fight with President Bush and fight for his conservative values and against the Democrats and blah, 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 blah. And then the other two are for two so-called conservative book clubs, but they're really neoconservative book clubs. And one is this outfit, the American Compass. I don't know if you heard of this one. And they call themselves the Conservative Alternative. They're based in Washington or around the Washington area. So the front cover of their solicitation has voices you respect. And two of the three people that we're supposed to respect, or that conservatives are supposed to respect, Newt Gingrich, and our good friend Ann Coulter. And, you know, I'm looking at her picture, and she's not even a natural blonde. I thought she was a natural blonde. She's not even a natural blonde. And they quote her as saying, here's her quote, "I am often asked if I still think we should invade their countries, kill their leaders, and convert them to Christianity. The answer is, now more than ever," end quote. So this is supposed to be a conservative call.
Well, what's the point about her being a bleach blonde?
Well, I always, they're trying, a lot of these neocon organizations are trying to, like, portray her as a Marilyn Monroe type of.
Let me tell you, and I'm not saying this, I'm not saying this meanly. I don't usually get into how people look, but I saw Ann Coulter from about 6 feet away walking into the RNC, and I literally was taken back. She was like a kind of stumbling, gaiting, anorexic-looking, frightening. I mean, she was vampiric, actually radiating evil. Now, I'm not joking, sir. And she is uglier than Janet Reno. Thanks for the call. I mean, I'm serious, folks. I mean, I talked about how Janet Reno, when I confronted her at the Presidential Library here, and it made Reuters and the Associated Press, I, you know, dubbed her the Butcher of Waco, Reno, and brought up Waco and how she sent in Delta Force to kill the Davidians, and she just made this demonic little smile at me. It was one of the only times in my life I just saw evil, and I described it as vampiric looking. You know, suddenly she had, like, this dead-looking face, and, like, this evil animation came into it. And I saw Ann Coulter. I looked up, and it was Ann Coulter. And, you know, I mean, I've had, you know, special forces before when I'm out covering black helicopter attacks in South Texas, you know, arrest me and take my tape. That even made WorldNet Daily. I mean, I'm not afraid of troops around me with machine guns, you know, or chasing me through the woods with doom buggies chasing me, you know, men in black masks. But I literally, Janet Reno made me step back when she just, like, flashed the demon at me, is the way I described it. And when I saw Ann Coulter, I was like, what is that? It's like, whoa! I mean, she looked, she could go be a star in a vampire movie right now. I mean, I just cannot describe it. And on TV, they go, oh, she's so beautiful. And, you know, I've had Ann Coulter on this show. She's like, oh, a patriot doesn't affect citizens. That's a lie. And I said, well, Section 802. She goes, I haven't read it. Oh, but you wrote a book about it. So they built, look, it's simple. The Democrats are a straw man. They're controlled, they're corrupt, they're evil. And their counterparts, voting for all the same stuff and getting it all passed, are the neocons. And so they build up the Democrats and then knock down the straw man. And the Democrats build the Republicans up as a straw man and knock it down. I mean, it's like WWF wrestling or good cop, bad cop. And depending which side of the spectrum you're on, you see the other side as the bad cop and your side the good cop. I mean, it's a joke, people. It's just the oldest joke in the world. And, you know, here's the analogy. There's an old scam where out in the parking lot, a good-looking woman, you know, is going, don't do that to me, no. And you know, the mean man acts like he hits her, and then she runs up to you and goes, save me, let me in your car, help me from him. And you're like, okay, baby. And she gets in with you and pulls a gun and goes, pull over, Mac. And they, you know, they rob you. And so if you're a Democrat, you see the Democrats as the woman needing help, and it's good. And, you know, the evil Republicans are the man that just smacked her. And if you're a Republican, you see, you know, the Republican Party is the woman. And they're a team, folks. It's a con game. I mean, how do I explain this to you? I mean, how do I get through to you? Terry in Washington State. Terry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Alex.
Welcome.
You were talking about robotics the first of the month, about the 9th of February. They launched from what used to be a little fishing boat. You know, they used to put caulking in, paint the wooden boats, and then they started making steel fishing boats. Well, now a corporation called the Titan Corporation, CEO is Gene Ray, they just were going to launch on the 9th what was called the Seafire, an experimental X-craft. Well, they had all the dignitaries, congressmen.
Tell me what this is, fishing boats. I don't understand.
Well, they've taken a little fishing village type boat repair and made it into a wartime production for these X-craft. These X-craft are catamarans. They sit low in the water like a submarine. And when they get up on the pontoons, they're going 60 miles an hour. They're only about 262 feet long, but when they were going to christen the boat, they had to call it off because the eyeball on a drone helicopter broke and killed one and injured two. So they had to call the christening off for 2 days. But this thing is going to have a crew of 16 Navy and 10 members of the Coast Guard, so they're going to be using them locally. They also, it says the X-craft will be used for anti-submarine work, amphibious landing support, cargo transport.
But it's not robotic, so.
Yeah, it was a drone that hit and killed the guy.
Okay, I'm confused now. You're saying when they were setting up for the event to launch the first of one of these craft, a helicopter drone crashed?
It was on the crane. They were putting the last minute preparations on it, putting all.
Now I'm even more confused. A crane, a helicopter, or a boat? Which is the robot?
It's a drone helicopter. The eye bolt, which was on top of it, being lifted by the crane, fell and killed a worker on the bow.
Okay, but I thought we were talking about a boat.
We are. This is a small, mini, flat-top aircraft carrier, it looks like.
Oh, I understand. And so they were out there, and then a drone helicopter crashed.
It didn't crash. It broke the eye bolt on the cable.
And fell down. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Crashed, yeah.
So this whole thing is a electronics laboratory, which is going to be offshore, where you can't get to it.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Very interesting. And I might as well reintroduce this now, since a lot of folks probably just joined us. It's up on Infowars.com. Pentagon prepares to build $70 billion in robot army next 5 years, $265 billion. Pentagon budgeting for this new high-tech stuff. And it's $70 billion in, well, here's the headline. The Pentagon is spending $70 billion on programs to build heavily armored robots for the battlefield in the hope that future wars will be fought without the loss of its soldiers' lives. And then this also depersonalizes killing. You know, we've got a generation of young people that have grown up playing these games where you walk around and pull people's guts out and cut people's heads off and machine gun them and murder children and rape women and get bonus points. I mean, these are the most popular games. And, or, you know, where you're flying drone aircraft and doing sophisticated maneuvers. I mean, these are like really flying the aircraft. And but it's even getting away from pilots controlling them. These are pre-programmed systems, and this will allow the elite to control it all without, the military even going along with it. Chris, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from, Chris?
New Mexico, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Yes, sir. Just a quick note. I heard on Gary Brownfield this morning that fellow by the name of, I think his name is Markovich, or the one in Philadelphia that was arrested for preaching on the at the gay parade there.
Mark Markovich.
Yeah. He and four out of the five, that all the charges on that were dropped.
So the four they were still charging, they dropped them.
Yeah, there's one girl, I guess she's underage, I guess she's 17 or something. There's still something going on with her. But
yeah, because through the juvenile courts, because that's a new system developed in the last 30 years, they violate the Constitution, so they'll probably try to convict her, yeah.
Yeah, probably so. Well, anyway, he's now saying that he's going to sue the city of Philadelphia because the prosecutor just, you know, couldn't come up with, you know, anything.
We played the audio, last week. They didn't say anything, did nothing. They stood there on the street corner at the city.
Right,
and they said, we don't like your prayers. You're going to be arrested.
Yeah, absolutely. On a different topic, you know,
that's great news, by the way.
It is good news. Yeah, I was thrilled when I heard that. On the topic of technology and thumb scanners and all this kind of stuff, you know, I have been in the computer business pretty much all of my adult life, okay? And the people that we consider to be the scourge of the Internet today, these hackers that get into, you know, huge systems, like the ones just a few days ago where they got, thousands of customer records and all of that, don't underestimate those people. what we consider to be the scourge today, those people just may end up being our saviors because they've got the knowledge, they've got the talent, they've got obviously nothing but time to sit there and figure out what the technology is doing. And then
and I guarantee you, to make it a capital crime, what the globalists are going to do is they're going to remote control drones, I predict in the next 5 years, crash them, and then blame it on some zit-faced kid. You watch.
Well, that could be, but
no,
I mean...
No, listen, right before they try to pass internet-controlling laws, we always catch the government launching its own hack attacks. But I'll tell you what, stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side. Very interesting call, Chris. And we'll continue with wide-open phones today. There's so much other news. I've got this amazing article out of Canada. Mainstream news, he sees hidden signs, occult clues at the legislature. Researcher says, professor says, are you kidding me? Austin City Council's a giant satanic embassy.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Folks, all I try to do is to get you to wake up to the control grid that's being built around you, and then you can say, well, that's just technology. No, no, they're saying they're going to use it to control you. And then the government, the criminal elements that control it, carry out attacks, carry out crises. Over and over again, we've caught them to then act like they're our saviors and get us to give up our liberties and go along with them. Finishing up with what you were saying, Chris, go ahead.
Well, I hadn't thought about the ramifications of, you know, them blaming the hackers on, you know, some huge explosion or, you know, a bunch of people getting killed or whatever.
We've already tracked a lot of these hacks and things back to the government. I mean, literally, there'll be hacks the day before they, you know, pass some internet regulation law and it leads back to Laneley. See, they're attacking us. It's them.
Unbelievable. Well, this is all developing into something that looks a great deal like the Matrix, you know?
Did you read 3 years ago the Pentagon Hive Mind? Just type in Pentagon's. Pentagon talks about Hive Mind or Pentagon Hive Mind.
Borg?
You'll get Sydney Morning Herald. You'll get Associated Press. And when it popped up, the Federation of American Scientists got the documents and put them out. They have an agreement with DARPA, and it was the Pentagon through DARPA saying that we're going to go to a new evolutionary level. I mean, this is an official report, and that we'll all be in pods, and that we're actually going to, quote, evolve into being in pods, and we're all going to be interconnected with these brain caps and these microchips in our brains. And then when I called the scientist's name, the head of the project group, I called her the day it came out. She goes, "How do you know about this? This is literally, I'm talking to the scientist." She goes, "You can read her name in the article." She goes, "How do you know about this one?" And I said, "Well, it's in the news." She went, "Excuse me, I have to go." Click. No, I'm not kidding. That's how much touch they've lost.
Oh, man.
I'm not kidding.
That sounds so much like the Borg. I mean, you know, literally.
Oof. Resistance is futile.
No kidding. Yeah. You will be assimilated.
But listen, these people don't even know. They think it's so normal, they just put it out, and then there's newspaper articles, and we're the first to call. And I'm like, "Hello, professor. Hello, ma'am. I'd like to have you on." I mean, literally, you should have heard that. She's like, "What? This is a project. We're not supposed to. What? I mean, we're not supposed to talk about this. How did you know about this?" Well, it's in the Sydney Morning Herald, the Associate. Thank you.
One more quick question. Did I hear you say that you have two chihuahuas?
My wife does, yes.
Oh, blame it on your wife. Alex, I mean, we all thought you. You stand up and you say that you're a real man, and then you admit that you have two chihuahuas?
I've got a really cute little 3-pound one named Conan that sits in my lap. And I do like him.
I'm pulling your leg, but...
I give him kisses.
I had to give that. I had to give your leg a good pull on that one.
No, I don't have the stud dogs. I don't. I also have a Boston Terrier, and I love that dog. It's the most sweetie pie.
They're smart, too, aren't they?
Oh, this dog is so smart, yeah.
Huh.
Like a person. Thanks for the call. Sometimes I think my dog is a person. No, the chihuahuas do annoy me, though, sometimes. But my wife loves them, and they're like children, I tell you. All right, very important information we're now discussing, the chihuahuas. Before we end this hour, I guess just briefly, if you believe in what we're doing and want to support us and want some powerful videos, drop by InfoWars.com. There's some of the best films out there, bar none. And get them. Look at the different deals we got. Look at the watch free video clips and a bunch of different specials. Infowars.com for the videos or books. Or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch all my films and a lot more for 15 cents a day. Monthly and yearly subscriptions available at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, in about 70 seconds, we'll start the second hour of Global Transmission Against Tyranny, and we'll take your phone calls and cover the news.